علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. My sincere condolences to all the Muslims of the world on the martyrdom of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, and also on the end of the season of sadness and grief towards the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For these 2 months of Muharram and Safar, the believers were wearing the clothes of sadness and grief, and their hearts were aimed and geared towards the musibah and the sadness and the difficulties that the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam went through, especially in the month of Safar, the month where the granddaughters of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were chained and taken in the streets of Kufa and Sham, were imprisoned in the worst of conditions, and were treated like slaves, and even worse than slaves. Imagine how much painful it is for every Muslim to think that such an event happened in history. But presently, we are talking about some things that Imam Ali alayhi salam did in Nahjul Balagha. Presently, we are discussing about certain events that happened in the history of Islam, especially what happened with regards to Uthman, how Uthman was murdered, and how Imam Ali alayhi salam reacted to this killing, and the whole event that surrounds that, inshallah, we'll be discussing in the coming segments.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we discussed previously that Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the reason why things happen in history, these are principles that are there in the society that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept, these divine principles. One of them is that وَلِلَّهِ حُكْمٌ وَاقِعٌ فِي الْمُسْتَأْثِرِ وَالْجَازِعِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a complete directive, an ontological, sociological, societal, divine ruling, which definitely occurs, which definitely manifests itself regarding the dictator and the dictated. the oppressor and the oppressed, the forcers and the forced. This is something that happens necessarily. It is something that whenever you see there are dictators in the society, these reactions will happen. And then Imam Ali alayhi salam says, إِنَّهُ اسْتَأْثَرَ فَأَسَاءَ الْأَثَرَ, that the third caliph, he exercised certain forms of dictatorship. And those were very clear forms of this dictatorship. In fact, somewhat harsh forms of dictatorship, which we gave examples of those in the previous session. In this session, I'll give you another example. And that is that one of the people, they complained about a certain governor in a certain one of the cities, and he commanded, the third caliph commanded, that he should be hit so hard and so severely that he should remember that he can never criticize such a high level authority, and he cannot even complain about that, let alone criticize. Even complaining is not permissible. And this is just one example. Another example is that when a group of sincere Muslims like Maliki Ashtar, Amr bin Hamiq al-Khuza'i, a very respected companion, and a few companions like these that were living in Kufa, they were very much tired of the governor of Kufa at that time, who was a very oppressive and very corrupt individuals, one of the very corrupt individuals in the Bani Umayyah dynasty. And, they sent their complaints to Uthman. And the governor of Kufa, he wrote a letter to Uthman telling him that, look, you know what, I'm tired of this group of people who keep on complaining and they keep on criticizing my rule. So Uthman responds to that, and inshallah we'll discuss about that response.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we were discussing about that situation, that incident whereby a group of companions of the Prophet, Maliki Ashtar and Amr bin Hamiq al-Khuza'i, he comes and he writes a letter. I mean, they complain to Uthman and they complain to the... They start to criticize and complain against the governor of Kufa. So the governor of Kufa writes a letter to Uthman, telling him that he's tired of this group of people, this group of people who continuously, are criticizing and complaining, rightfully, against him. So Uthman, instead of addressing the situation, he writes a letter to the governor of Kufa telling him that they should be exiled to Sham, to where Muawiyah is. Now imagine, instead of solving the problem, he comes and tells them that they should be exiled, that even to Sham, leaving everything, leaving all that they had in Kufa. They're all taken to Sham. In Sham, again, Muawiyah, of course, was political minded, and he was quite shrewd, and he knew how to, Uthman thought that he can deal with them. So first, Muawiyah tried to be calm with them. He tried to show patience and, tried to, calm them down. But they were giving him some very important, details about the corruption and oppression that was happening there, which was clearly against the Islamic principles. And therefore, with time, they saw that Muawiyah saw that he can't deal with this group of people also, because they had very strong proof, that very strong logic. People like Sa'sa bin Sohan, a very, powerful companion, Amr bin Hamiq al-Khuza'i, Malik Ashtar, they are all giving the right, the forms of arguments. And Muawiyah, of course, could not handle them. At the end of the day, he writes a letter to Uthman telling him that, look, this is something that I cannot handle. Of course, this whole discussion is there in the discussion of Nahjul Balagha, Sharh Nahjul Balagha of Ibn Abdul Hadid, in in-depth discussion that is there. Whoever is interested can refer to that book and see the actual event. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه